Education in the Home. October 6th, 1898. I speak to the students in our school. Would it not be well to have a Christian Help Society former? Ye are laborers together with God. If you are to be a part of the Lord's firm, to cooperate with God, what will you call this society? Its purpose will be expressed in the words of the Apostle. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. You are to be worked by the Holy Spirit. Then let it be your determination in everything you do to minister to Christ, even as He ministers of His goodness and His love to each of you. Be Christ-like. The Savior did not live to please Himself. He went about doing good. Then let no day pass in which you live to please yourself. Open your eyes to see the opportunities you have for being useful in the home life, to make father and mother happy, to relieve them of the burdens you are capable of carrying. There should not be one selfish thought cherished in the home life. All should educate and train themselves to watch for opportunities to relieve and share the burdens of others. Father and mother, there are many things you do that your children should take upon themselves as their part of the work. The home should be an education school. Children, let your religion endure the test in the home life. This is the place above all others where pleasantness and sunshine should come in. This is your place to learn by doing the duties that someone must do. Do everything cheerfully. Not for praise, for you will not always obtain this. It has become customary in many families, with parents as well as with children, to be more pleasant when in the society of others than in their own home. This is not the plan that God has devised for parents and children. Save some of your smiles and praise and courtesy for the home circle. You should strive to be tender, thoughtful, kind, to exercise Christian politeness in the home. The gracious spirit of home religion is to be cultivated. The talent of speech should be economized. It should be heard only in pleasant words. The voice will then be exercised for a purpose. It will reveal the pleasantness of the disposition in self-control. By voice and action you will say, I am God's husbandry. I am God's building. I must not, by any of my own ways, spoil the work of God and cause the evil angels to triumph. I must not make the Lord ashamed of me. Christ never spoke a harsh or an unkind word. When tempted by his associates to do wrong, he would sing from the Psalms, or by some word of Scripture would discourage the enemy. Do not be ashamed to learn of Christ. He invites you. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 29-30. When you feel provoked to anger, consider that in manifesting this spirit, you are not wearing the yoke of Christ, which is one of obedience, restraint, service. Parents and children, bear this in mind, that the true followers of Christ will make their home as nearly as possible a symbol of the home above. For in doing this, they are co-workers with Christ to carry out the laws of His kingdom. Read the prayer that Christ taught His disciples. Live that prayer. It is a whole sermon for all who would practice it. We have something to ask of Jesus. We have great wants and great necessities which He alone can supply. The prayer which Christ taught His disciples covers all these needs. We want pardon, forgiveness, but we can have it only as we shall pardon and forgive others. Christ invites your confidence. Of yourself, you can do nothing. You cannot be kind, true, courteous, unselfish, without the Holy Spirit's help. And when you feel your need of help and ask in faith, Christ says, ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. If you ask God to make you like Christ in character, and rise from your knees to scold, to fret, or to censure others, Christ cannot answer your prayer, for you work directly contrary to it. If you are unfaithful in little things, matters which seem of little consequence to you, Christ has told you in His Word that you will be unfaithful in larger matters. You are under obligation to God to be faithful in His service. Study the life of Christ and practice in the home life those things which you know will be required of you in the heavenly life, in the society of the heavenly family. In the home circle here, we may practice our manners for the family above. We would have our school under the continual supervision of God. The Lord has a great work to be done, and He calls upon children and youth to prepare themselves for this work. Christ calls you, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, verse 28. Who will hear? There is most earnest work to be done. He calls for volunteers to engage in a long, decisive battle against all sin, all evil work. He says, "Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Verses 29-30. Submission and surrender to Christ are the most effectual lessons children and youth can learn. They are to train for this under the banner of Prince Emmanuel. This training is to commence in the sanctuary of the home. The Apostle says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth." Ephesians 6, verse 1-3. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Exodus 20, verse 12. This is the counsel of God. Will the children heed this instruction? Will they be wise unto salvation? The yoke of obligation is laid upon parents to do Christian missionary work in the home. The Apostle continues, "Ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." Ephesians 6, verse 4. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Colossians 3, verse 21. Of Abraham God said, "I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that thing which he hath spoken of him." Genesis 18, verse 19. Parents are to be God-fearing educators of their children. The father is the houseband of the family, and he is to feel the responsibilities devolving upon him as the Lord's steward of a sacred trust.